Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Books and Betches, not to be confused with Books and
Duchess.
Okay.
Duchess. I'm Kristen, and with me I have
Erica?
Maria.
Oh, you said that.
I know my name.
Question.
Well, we were talking about names before, and now I'm not sure.
That's fair. This is a book podcast. We
sick. Book podcast.
What?
We swear, we spoil, and we talk about sex,
and we suck at it.
This week, we did a historical romance. Sorry about that. No, I'm just kidding.
This was
highly requested.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know if this book specifically was.
This book was not requested, but it was recommended when we asked about
historical fiction.
Oh, I think it's one of those romances. It's newer released, I think, in the last couple of years, and people tend to like it.
The book that we're talking about today is Bringing Down the Duke by
Evie Dunmore.
Evie, E dot V?
No, E-V-I-E,
oh.
Space, like Dunmore.
Evie?
I say Evie.
I like Evie.
But like spelled
Evie. Okay.
Yeah.
And how did we hear about this book?
I think Discord for me. I've seen the title before. I'm pretty sure Kate might have mentioned this to me too, she hasn't read it yet though.
Oh, really?
But she was like, "Oh, if you're looking for one, because we weren't going to do any Bridgerton," and that's what she would know.
Well, that was literally as I'm reading the first few chapters, I had to Google it, and I asked Google if this was part of the Bridgerton series.
No, it's just historical romances tend to all feel the same.
Oh, is that what it is? I was like, I was picturing the Duke.
Yeah.
From Bridgerton.
Yeah.
I was like, this must be in the same world.
No, it's just, it's the tropes. It's the vibes of a historical romance. It's
that
just
makes
how
sense.
It is.
That makes sense. And I looked it up. They have the cute little cartoon covers.
Yeah.
I like the covers.
You like the cover?
Yeah, I think they're cool.
You want to describe it?
Where do we stand on cartoon covers?
I don't care.
Some of them are trash, but some of them are decent.
Why is everybody doing it?
It's just like the fad.
It's the fad.
Yeah.
It's the fad of like,
you think we'll like
you can take that on your subway car and no one's going to know that you're reading a smutty ass book. Although those who are in the lore know.
That's actually a really good
one. It's like handwritten, kind of like large blue. The cover itself is like a putrid yellow. Fucking disgusting.
Putrid yellow.
But you like this cover.
The horse on it is teal
blue. Yeah,
the girl is all like monotone
magenta.
The guy is orange, I guess.
Yeah,
one would say. The backdrop is like of a castle, and it's kind of got like a sketch to it versus like the cartoon portion of the guy and the girl. It's not my favorite cover, I'll tell you that. I think the other ones in the series are nicer.
Yeah.
But I don't like yellow.
The colors of it is
I don't like
my
yellow.
Favorite.
I don't like yellow either. It's ambiguous though. Like you get to kind of come up with your own way of picturing these people, which I like. That's the thing that I like about cartoons.
They're faceless.
Yeah.
They're just color.
Yeah.
So you kind of get
the
to
outline
do
of them.
Like when it's a cover of like a sexy guy, like then
you can only picture that guy.
Yeah. So it's nice when
I find it funny when it's sometimes these men on these covers and they're not described like that in the book.
Oh,
ever.
Yeah. That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I will say though, like I really love the alien ones because they're absolutely fucking out of pocket.
Like, the covers, kind of kitschy covers.
The covers. No, I hate them, but I love the books. I'll show you what I like. So this is Ruby Dixon.
So off topic, but okay.
This is Ruby Dixon's like newest book, and it's just like absolutely fucking asinine, right? Like it's just like a guy with,
what
it's like
that?
A real guy with like fake cartoon scales on him, like colored blue.
Someone
like,
took Photoshop and went crazy.
Yeah, like just photo, like Photoshop. It's disgusting. It's heinous. Heinous.
Five stars.
You don't like that?
Love it.
Oh, you love it.
Heinous.
I got it.
No. I like the ones that look like they're like straight out of the 90s.
Yeah.
Like Buffy.
Yeah.
Like, so Jeannie Frost books are like my favorite, right? Because they're just like this.
Oh, that's cool.
Absolute.
Send me both of these so I can put them in the YouTube video.
But like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, that's so
just
Buffy.
Like straight 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking,
yeah.
Like,
I love that.
Camp.
But could you see something like that on a historical fiction?
I know. You could.
Bringing
well,
down
the
Duke.
You would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Tessa Dare has some covers that
I could
are
see
sort of
if
like
it's
that.
Like royalty, right? At a window, right? And there's like
no,
shadows.
No, hold on. Let me show you one Tessa
I think
Dare's.
You could do, I think you could pull it off. But it's not like the job like that. This like sometimes the, like this series, Jeannie Frost, like
at Grave's End.
I think people would love this series, but they're so turned off by these covers.
See, that's the thing. A cover really goes a long way.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. I think
we
people
all judge by a cover.
People see this and they look, see the fucking weird ass girl on the cover and they're like, this looks like it's in like the '90s. And it's like, well, you probably,
this came out in 2017.
That's the Duchess Deal.
The Duchess Deal by Tessa Dare.
Yeah, girl like meets that's Duke. Kind of the same.
That's that vibe.
Yeah. But it makes you think, like, that looks like your mom's romance novel.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But this came out in 2017.
So then we all agree that the cartoon was fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So historical romance, obviously I have not read, I don't know if I've read any of it. No.
This is my first
this
one.
Is your first batch
like,
of.
True. Yeah. Like, I've read modern. A couple.
Wait, you too?
I've never read a.
I mean, you read Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
But that's a classic.
No, I mean like a new age one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Like a newer novel. Okay. And this came out in 20 something, right?
I just closed my iPad.
Sure.
My laptop.
Sure.
So I love period films. Like,
do you?
I love. Like,
she does.
I love period. I watch.
Her favorite is everything. Pride and Prejudice.
I love Pride and Prejudice. I loved Sandition, which was the TV show. I love The Gilded Age, like all of those fucking
2019
shows.
This book came out.
Okay.
I eat all of them up.
I like it when it's about like Game of Thrones, stuff like that. If it's like
that's historical
or knights or like, you know, shit like that is cool, like knights, but like dukes and the monarchy, I fucking hate it. I hate kings, queens, all that shit. I'm out. You like that?
No. I love the glamour of it all, like Marie Antoinette and like the, all of these like seeing it on screen is just so cool.
And that's what I was thinking when I was reading this book. I read it before both of them did. And I thought neither of you would like it that much because Kristen is not about it. And Erica would prefer it on screen.
Yeah.
Of course.
So
some thrillers.
Yeah. I've read a couple of historical romance. Again, because I was doing this thing a couple years. Well, not a couple now. It's like 7 years ago. Where I was asking everyone their favorite books and I was trying to read their favorite books. Mm. And when I came across Kate's, it was Bridgerton. So I read one of the Bridgerton novels first.
And you liked those, right?
The one I read.
I liked Bridgerton.
Fair enough.
I mean, I didn't, the
show,
the Duke and I,
be specific.
That book. Yeah. The show,
the show.
Yeah.
The book for season one, I did not read and I don't think I will, but the book for season two, I loved.
Yeah.
Ugh, I loved.
I don't like the guy.
Oh, I love him. He's in a new show on Paramount right now. With the other guy from White Collar, I think it is.
Oh. Well, let's do a 60 second and then we could talk about bringing down the Duke. Yeah? 60 second? Who's doing it?
I still
Maria?
Find him attractive.
Maria, you're doing it. Maria's going to do the 60 second. All right.
Not fair.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kate. And I'm Corinne. We host the podcast Pop Fiction Women, and our tagline is, "We're complicated." What does that mean exactly? To us, it just means real, three-dimensional human beings with contradictions and conflict who also happen to be women. On this podcast, we engage in the simple but subversive act of taking women seriously. Whether it's a discussion of a classic rom-com or current hit movies written and directed by women, like Barbie or Saltburn, you can be sure we'll bring our own dynamic spin. And we recap some of the buzziest TV shows like Succession, White Lotus, and Yellowjackets. We also discuss book-to-TV adaptations like Daisy Jones, Tell Me Lies, Expats, Fleischman, and The Last Thing He Told Me. We give you a seat at the table with your favorite New York Times bestselling authors in our Complicated Conversation series, and we introduce you to the next rising star in our debut discussions. In both interview formats, we always ask the most important question of all. What's Your Sign? Subscribe or follow Pop Fiction Women wherever you get podcasts.
If you're new to this podcast, we do this thing where we attempt to explain an entire plot summary of a book in 60 seconds or less. Oh, this no. week, Maria...
No, fuck.
Maria's doing name. Bringing Down the Duke.
I forgot her name.
Regardless if Again. She's ready
I
or not.
I didn't know her name.
Don't say it.
60% of the book.
I still don't know her name.
Annabelle.
No.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
It is. Yeah, it's Annabelle.
Until he started saying it, like, lustingly, I
didn't even get to that.
You call her Miss Archer.
I didn't even get to the lust. All right.
Can you tell everyone you didn't finish it? You were doing so well.
I didn't finish this book. I think I made it 15%, but I fell asleep three times.
I have a hot take with this.
I fell asleep so much that I missed things that I was like, I don't even know what's going on.
Should I say it now or should I wait?
Wait. Let's do this. All right. You ready, Maria?
It's not a hot take about the book, though.
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
Let's just do this.
Okay.
All right. Bringing Down the Duke, 60 seconds or less, in 3, 2, 1, go.
Annabelle Archer is like the daughter of a man who passed away, but she didn't get to keep all of her actual inheritance because she's a woman. So she's been sort of like the servant in her home. She has been accepted into Oxford and she wants to be a learned woman. So she's going to head off to Oxford. While there, she's part of the suffragette movement of women's rights. And she bumps into the Duke. And he's known for being like heartless or whatever. And so the lady from the suffragettes was like, hey, you met him for a couple minutes. So you tried to like get him for our cause. And so they keep like running into each other and having these moments and slowly falling in love while she's trying to get rights. At the end, he's like, I love you. So you should be my mistress. And she's like, I'll never be a mistress because she has a bad past with the man who like, you know, used her. And then what happened afterwards?
I'm not looking at the time.
You're not even looking at the time.
10 seconds.
They eventually end up together. He's like, fuck it. I'll just leave my title and just marry you.
The end.
The most
That's how I guessed it would end. I said I have a whole guess of how it would end because, you know.
It's pretty.
There was only one option.
Well, obviously I knew they were going to get together, but I figured like. Because bringing down the Duke, you asked why it was called that, was because her mission was for the rights, right? It was about the suffrage.
Like
her original mission.
But him having his dukeship did not really affect her.
What was his he had no
like it wasn't ability. Really bringing down the patriarchy. It was just at like all, adding. No.
But he was
rights.
Trying to get his place back, wasn't he?
Yeah. So he lost his estate, his home, or was lost by his father through gambling. Like he lost it in a bet or some shit, which is so
my god. Is that god. Not fucking the most overused thing in right? historical romance?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is that
somebody's
a
fucking gambling? Because that's the old like. There was only like two fucking like back then. You couldn't be an alcoholic.
You could.
You
definitely
but nobody, could.
Nobody
in
was
in a gambling hall.
Yeah. But a gambler. That was the fucking.
So he lost his estate to a gambling bet. So he's been working. So he works alongside the queen.
What were they gambling on?
Anything.
Rich people, man. They just
you
shit.
Can gamble
what
on anything.
Do you gamble on?
The queen asks him and says, hey, I want you to get the Tories on our side. Like, do something to help with our political cause.
I can understand like, now, though, gambling. What?
Today in today's
like
age?
Do you know how easy it is just to like
oh yeah y'all every sports season y'all in your fantasy leagues
yeah, it's crazy
I'm immediately
not, sorry that
yes,
was just
you
my
are.
Not gambling
no but
just
you
doing
win
it for
at the
fun.
End yeah that's gambling
so the Duke was trying to get the place back so is
right
it,
so he was working alongside the queen and at the same time she's trying to
not sabotage
him.
No, but that she's trying to like change the course of how women are treated, right?
Yeah, she's
yeah, but
she
that
wants,
doesn't affect
she
him.
Wants Parliament to True. Pass a different law with the Property Act. I don't know. If
basically, she asked him to cross his party line.
Basically,
like that like in
later
in,
on.
In,
yeah. Well, in the no, beginning they have like
so
a
technically
enemy
no, for
to lover
for her to for her for him to sponsor the bill that she wanted him to that was against his party
yeah
like his party's
so maybe
position on that was against that
changing
so
the Duke.
She was asking him to cross a party line and in back then to do that you basically were like excommunicated from your party
that's pretty big then
yeah it was a pretty fucking big ass
yeah so bringing down the Duke makes sense to me. Or maybe
but
changing
like,
the Duke.
To me,
harping on the
because
title.
She
doesn't
because the title
like
doesn't fucking make sense.
And to me, it does.
Oh, I didn't care too much about the title.
I'm just saying, like,
but
he,
like
she
what,
is,
where are we bringing the Duke?
I have been breaking down the Duke.
I thought it meant like breaking him down because he was not gonna like marry.
Bringing,
I mean, he had a wife before, but
should
he divorced.
It have been
breaking
down the Duke.
Breaking down the Duke.
That's actually pretty good. That's pretty
fucking,
solid.
maybe it
was, I just felt like bringing down the Duke. Like I was like, there has to be eight other books called
coercing the Duke.
This.
I don't know. Like literally anything other
something
than
the Duke always in the title.
Can somebody explain to me what the fuck a Duke is?
This is what we have to ask Kate.
No,
it's.
I don't even want to get into this conversation.
I need to know.
There's a hierarchy.
Oh, wait, can you be a king if you're a Duke?
This is my like hot fucking. It. People were mad about us when we talked about like skipping pages books. Yeah, yeah.
You. I wasn't part of that.
What? Yeah, because they watched 10 seconds of a fucking clip on
and
YouTube,
it was cut in
whatever.
A way where it sounded like I was agreeing with you, for the record. And for now, I want to say I absolutely
okay.
was not.
So this book was so slow and so boring for me. And like there was a lot of like stupid details that I didn't need to know. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of mini storylines and like plot lines and stuff that was like, well, like I don't really care about this. And I did not enjoy my ride, so like
no,
but I wanted to finish it. And then so what ended up happening, I skipped probably like pages of five like increments.
Okay,
so like
neither of you read this book.
No, I read it.
Look, you did it.
I read it. I read enough of it.
Read it.
I would tell you I read probably 60% of it.
That's not reading the book. That's so far
so listen,
from...
So listen.
So
listen,
did
listen,
I.
Listen.
Let her finish.
So I read about 60% of
that's
the book.
That's the same as stopping
let
at
her
60.
Finish.
It's fine. It's
I can't.
Fine,
I'm
though.
So mad.
Let her
finish.
It's fine.
I'm too mad.
I don't feel like I miss much. Okay, so I'm like about 150 pages in, right? And I have been reading for a good amount of time at this point, and I'm like, wow, that like we must be towards the end of this book. I go and look at my like percentage thing. We're not even halfway.
Yeah.
We're not even halfway.
It's a long book. I think it's
and
long
I was like,
pages.
What the really? Fuck yeah. is in this book? So then I'm really like,
now you're skipping 10 now pages.
Now I'm cranking through this thing. And I'm a pretty good speed reader. Like I know how to like scan a page and stuff like that. Like I'm pretty good
she
at
read
it.
None of this book.
I know I definitely read a lot of it because I spent hours reading fucking a long ass historical romance. Anyways, so I did previously say that if I skip too much of a book, I will not mark it as read on my Goodreads.
Oh, good. So you didn't mark this one as read.
I did. And let me explain why. And this is where things get a little
you
dicey.
You just said you read 60% of this book.
This is where things get a little dicey, okay?
You're really going to enrage the internet with
know,
this one.
I know,
clip
I know.
This.
No, no, no,
this
no, no,
will
no.
be our social clip.
Chat, clip this.
Chat, no. What chat?
Who's chat?
We're streamers now.
Go on.
Okay, so
we need to hear this ridiculous.
Imagine if we streamed these
so
podcasts.
So I don't give a shit about what everyone else thinks about my Goodreads. My Goodreads is my own reading journal.
See, that's a hot take in itself, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean,
so
Goodreads is a
I'm with
shitty
you.
Platform.
To
no
me,
Goodreads
is mine.
I agree 1,000%. But there are people out there that'll beg to differ. I guarantee it.
So okay,
I think it depends on who you
for
are.
For me,
yeah,
it's like I want to know how many books I've read. And at a quick glance, right?
Okay.
So I've been in a reread like phase, and what I do sometimes is sometimes I'll reread the full book from like first
start
page
to finish. Yep.
To finish. But there are some books where I'm like, I don't really want to like. I don't really like the beginning or like whatever it was.
Yep.
So I'll start. I don't know, 100 pages in, 50 pages in, whatever that looks like, and I'll read the rest of the book. So there are a few books that I do that for, and I don't feel comfortable marking it as a reread. If I don't read a majority of the book,
good,
right?
Good. Yeah.
We all
back
agree
to
there.
This book now.
So back to this book. I read a very large chunk of a book a couple days prior, but I didn't read the whole book. So I feel in my heart of hearts that the page counts is really what matters to me.
This makes no sense.
So in my, I know. I think it's neurodivergence.
I don't think you can blame it on that.
I put the pages that I read from the other book into this, and I was like, all right, I read a full book.
So you the math is not mathing
that's girl math.
That's not even girl math. That is
Erica
correct
math.
That's Erica math.
Okay. What would the difference be of me stopping? Let's just say I made it to 40% of the book of me, or let's say I made it to 60%.
But I did
read
the last half of the book.
Let's just say
I read the first last sentence. And that's
it. Let's say I read every single word up to 60% of the book and I stopped, and then I marked it as read on Goodreads. That would make you mad, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Arguably, what you did, way worse.
I know, but I think I read enough of, like, okay, think of it this way.
Actually, way worse, because you put another book into it, which has nothing to do with the
think
book.
Think of it this way, right? You paint every wall in this in this room,
this
right?
This is great. I'm so into this. Yeah, go on.
You paint every single wall in this room.
We painted only this wall here. No, so I know, you can I use know, this know, as an example.
We paint every single wall okay. in this room.
All of them.
Right?
Sure.
But I only paint 70% of each wall.
Sure.
So I only painted 70% of the room, but most of the room is done. So it kind of looks pretty done. And like
it would look coverage, horrible.
The coverage is there.
You know it would look like ass.
Versus if you just painted one wall and a one wall and a half.
It would look better. It would look more complete.
Okay. No, I think when you
But look
cover
at, look
more,
at the room right now. We only painted this one wall.
I know, but then let's.
But
let's
in retrospect, people are only seeing this one wall. So it's all about perspective.
This is wild to me. This is and you know what's funny? I feel like we tend to get on Erica's good. Case about stuff, good. Right? You and I are usually on the same page, but then we'll go on Discord and everyone's like, I agree with Erica. Bet money afterwards. Everyone's like, I think Erica's right. I think
there's
Erica's
no way.
Sound.
Because you,
there's
you
no
need
way.
Coverage.
There's
you need
no
to
way.
Like coverage. If you only if you
No one's gonna agree that reading two separate books equals reading one. Them. No one's gonna agree with
I
that,
think,
Maria.
What was the second book? What was the genre?
Yeah, I need to hear that.
It was I mean, obviously it was not historical romance.
Okay.
Okay. That point. Makes total sense.
What I think is it point in case.
Point in case. But I think being able to spread out your what you read sense. In a book cover okay
let's
here
move
okay
on.
No
let's move
here's
on.
The here's
we
the have,
we must move on
here's
we
the singular point on. That makes me right okay
that makes
is
right.
That you did not read all of every part of each act so you don't know what happened in act
neither
three.
Did you
yes I did
you
I
didn't
read
every part
read
of each
little,
act
I read a little bit of each act
that's
so
not
you,
what you just said
no I said I read a little part of each act you didn't even read act three
she goes you didn't read every part of each act
no I said, heard what you said you didn't read yeah. act three
so
you have no idea what
you
happened
didn't
in act
read
three.
Act one two and three
I read enough of it to understand what happened
so
in
had
act.
I just skipped to the end and skimmed it I would have read the book is yeah. that, oh okay I'll do that next time
yes that's why you should read the last like, couple chapters at the fucking bare minimum if you'd stop reading
Maria she's coming at me
a book one of our books you should at the bare minimum
or
read
I
the
just
last
said,
four chapters
no I just say DNF like I'm not into it it's not for me and I move
but
on
but at least you would know what happened
I already knew I didn't have to read it to know that they get together
yeah,
in
yeah,
the
yeah of
end.
Course you already fucking knew because every of these books end the same
you don't even read these books she's making such crazy
I
claims
read enough of it
you said
know
this is
happened.
Your first historical romance
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
But you're always like, these books, this always happens. How do you know that if you've never read another?
I meant romance books. They all
okay,
had
okay,
happy
okay.
ever after. You are DeLulu.
Maria, did you?
I think there's going to be a strong support group
because
for me.
Because everyone
there's
likes
no
you
way.
Best.
There's no
That's not true.
Possible way that anyone will support you in this. I'll
they
quit.
Are. I see it happening.
I will quit.
I see it happening.
If somebody says, yeah, if you read half of one book and half of another, that equals
Imagine
one of
Imagine
if you
put that on Instagram right now, no context.
Do it.
I don't. We don't want to go through that again.
Yeah. I need the bros to come at her. They have
the
to really,
men will
it's
be
really
like,
humbling.
Women
will be like, you don't read books.
Women don't read.
Maria.
Yes.
Did you like this book?
I did.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah. So here's what I liked about this book. I agree that it's very
boring.
Not boring. It had its moments. It had its moments where it was boring, 1,000%. But the thing about these books is that I know that going in.
Yeah, true.
And it's the genre.
Yeah.
Just like how in dark romance there are things that we don't like because it's the genre.
True.
Yeah. Same for historical romance. Yeah. So historical romance, it's not a lot about the on-page, you know, romance of it. It's more of like the unsaid things between the characters and what they do with each other.
Interesting.
Apart from each other. How they think about each other. What they say to other people about each other within the book. I find that to be very pretty. I like that kind of like storytelling with romance. I'm That's very cool. much like, I love the intimacy outside of the intimacy. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yeah. I like that.
So that's what I liked about this book. I think their characters felt very real to me. I think he feels like the quintessential Duke.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
Has that's the weight of the world guy. On his shoulders, has to carry the family name. Has
like,
a,
what do you do?
A
Why
younger
are, what
brother
is
that doesn't want to do anything. Like it's common trope. What I liked about this book that was different, in my opinion, was the political side of it and the women's rights side of it. See, because
that's the thing that I don't
thing I don't like about historical romance novels is how women are treated and what they're forced to deal with as women in the time period.
I thought it was an interesting aspect
that we had a woman that's like, I think I deserve rights.
Yeah. I think that was an interesting. So I gave this a 3, a hard 3, though.
Okay.
I think I would have given it a 4 if one I had like. I think if I, if the romance started a little bit earlier in the book,
yeah,
I think it took a while to get there. Mm-hmm. And then my other big thing that bumped, that really, really bumped me from a 3 or from a 4 to a 3, I felt like he needed to pine another 50 pages.
Okay. All right.
There was not enough from like when he was like, no, I can only make you a mistress to I'm going to give up everything I've ever owned.
I think it was a very fast switch.
I think it was 10 pages.
Yeah, it was maybe pretty less. Considering how long the book is, it's like 400 pages. I think, yeah, he could have definitely.
I can't imagine
so
that.
So what I did highlight, hold on, I did highlight one thing, and it is that pretty much. This is like I understand my eligibility is much diminished. My ancestral seat is lost. My persona non grata at court, and there are going to be very unflattering cartoons about me in the press for in the next year or so. Also, as a divorcee, I cannot marry you in a church, but all I have left would be yours. What's left? Annabelle, if you will have me like this. Like, he's literally like, I'm a fucking loser. I lost my dukeship. I lost my position in court. People are going to make fun of me publicly.
In cartoon form.
But that's love. Right?
But all I have is yours. What is left?
I mean, has some
his heart,
him?
Erica.
Him?
His heart.
And then they're on a fucking yacht. Did they have yachts back then?
They had boats.
I don't think they had yachts. I don't think they had yachts.
Oh, well, a yacht is just a large boat.
Boat.
I know, but like, wasn't it like boats? Like
sailboats?
Mayflower boats? Like,
what? Were you picturing like a motorized, like, giant yacht?
No, but like, why would you like casually luxury? Be like laying on
they
a fucking.
They went on boats a lot back then.
Like, disgust. Like, when I think of the boats that came over from England.
This isn't like the 1600s.
Yeah.
This is the 1800s.
Yeah.
Still, they did not have like plastic. Like, it's all fucking wood in there.
You know what I hate about this?
Boats are made out of wood, right?
You know what I hate about this?
No, but I'm saying, like, there's nothing nice.
I don't even know how to combat it because I don't know anything about.
I'm not a historian.
I'm not smart enough to be like, yeah, you idiot.
Okay, when was
it
this?
Sounds,
like,
what
18...
you just want to search it now. When did yachts get
when
invented?
Was plastic
in 1800s yachts?
And it's not plastic.
This is set in 1879. 1879 is where we're set right now.
When were boats?
1879, really?
Wait, when? Okay, so yeah. Yachts in 1879. Let's see what comes up when you type in yachts in 1870. They were nice.
14th century is when yachts were invented, apparently.
Yeah. The
originally called yacht ships, hunting boats. Yachts were invented by the Dutch Navy in the 14th century to catch pirates and thieves quickly in shallower waters.
Vacation worthy. It's a pirate catcher.
In the 14th century.
Yeah.
What 1879 century? Is what, the 17th century?
They're like steam.
I don't know.
They're all like steamboats though, aren't they? I understand where Erica's coming from for the first time ever.
I think this is something really weird.
No, I get it. Like, you're
but
picturing.
The yacht was mentioned 14 times in this book.
However, if it's something like that, that's nice, right? Like,
is it?
Oh, no, it's definitely like the 19th
They
century.
Definitely didn't know how to swim. I wouldn't want to be on a boat if I didn't know how to swim.
What do you mean
do
they
know
didn't
how
know
to
swim?
There's no way that they know how to swim.
What in what
19th
world
century is what we're
do
in
you
right
just
now?
Assume?
Y-A-C-H-T. Yeah, Y-H-C-H-T.
Oh,
why
my
is
God.
This not coming up? Oh, okay.
Listen, don't talk to me about spelling.
Oh, my God.
With your family's history, I don't want to hear you say shit about my spelling.
Four mentions of a yacht in this book. That
how
is...
did you spell gluten the other day?
Shut up.
Tell me, how'd you spell it?
I missed a letter.
Uh-huh. Spell it for the...
What
for
letter
everyone.
Did you miss?
Spell it for everyone. How did you spell gluten the other
day? I can spell gluten.
Uh-huh.
G-L-U.
Uh-huh.
E-T-E-N.
Is that how you spell gluten?
Gluten.
What?
Gluten.
What?
How do you spell gluten?
G-L-U-T-E-N.
Gluten.
Huh?
What did I say? Uh-huh. I think I have, I'm a little
you
dyslexic.
Spelled glue.
Glutton?
So at the Halloween party, gluten. She wrote glunt.
Oh, G-L-U-T-E-N. That's what I said.
You said
G-L-U-E. All right, moving on with the yachts. I do agree. They were a little weird. I didn't know
I
that
don't
they
think
went.
They know how to
is
swim
that how
either.
It ended with them on a yacht?
think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they're just like.
So what do
so
they
I guess
do
he
now?
Had a yacht.
What do they do now? He's not a duke
How
anymore.
How does he have a yacht? How does he have this money if he doesn't have a duke ship?
He had a duke ship. Doesn't mean he just loses all his stuff.
I thought that you do.
He loses a title. He's no longer a duke, but
which
he still
we
has
still don't
asset.
Know what
where
that
are you
is.
Getting that money?
I need
his
to know.
Assets.
I need to know where the money's coming
what
from.
What is a duke?
But I thought the dad.
Generational wealth.
I thought the dad lost it all gambling.
No, he lost the estate. Not
what
the
is
actual
the,
money.
Like, what is the difference? I
the
don't
estate
understand.
The is the building, the home.
Why not go somewhere else?
They lost the home, but not the money?
Yeah. That if they have that sense. Much money, build a new castle, you know? This is me.
Why would you gamble your home
rich
away?
People, you know?
Also, when he became a duke, he took on the...
Yeah, why would you gamble your home away? Don't you do that when you don't have the money?
I don't get
He's also like a landlord, so he does like farming too. So it's a lot of there's a lot that goes into these like lordships and stuff.
See, this is where I get lost, okay? The whole
this
king,
is
queen,
give a
the
shit.
Monarchy.
This is why I should call Kate.
It makes no sense to me, and this is not to offend or disrespect anybody, but it's all it's bullshit, right? Because it's just you're born into it. Like, you can't,
yeah.
like...
Well, that's, like, part of,
you're not
like,
earning any of it.
That's part of...
It's, like, the rich people in this
yeah.
country.
To me, that doesn't make any... Yeah, but they actually have... Okay, no, they don't.
No.
I learned this. See, I thought they had more power than they did. I thought that kings, like, made laws.
No.
I think back in the day they did.
They did back in the day, but they're longer... They're
not
a parliament
a
now.
Okay. Okay. Not
it's
for a figure.
It's good that they fixed that, is what I'm
there
saying.
There are still lords and dukes and shit in the UK.
It's so wild.
They just don't do anything.
And, like, the balls and, like, all the president. It's just so... weird to me. It's the same as the Kardashians.
We're
I think they're weird.
The Kardashians will be considered the royalty here.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Back up.
Would they
what
not?
Do you mean?
What the fuck? You
they
know?
Have so much
what
influence, and they're powerful and rich.
They literally
and
have
everywhere.
Tons of influence.
Taylor
they
Swift,
unfortunately,
Taylor Swift like, is literally our queen right now. Really? Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
Not my queen.
Whether you like it or not, you're along
queen.
For the ride.
She ain't
but, like,
mine.
That's
if tomorrow,
I don't
if tomorrow
that.
She wanted to like end hunger, she probably could. She could find a way.
But will she? No.
No.
Oh, that, now we're tripping into other territory.
I'm just saying it's all dumb and pointless. Everything. The
That's why they don't run anything
like,
anymore.
Celebrities, I think they're all dumb and pointless. I think fucking anybody.
I think the age of the influencer, the age of the celebrity is coming to a swift end.
Wow, very good pun.
And then,
oh, you didn't mean to do that?
No.
Oh, I thought you were
Taylor Swift.
Oh,
yeah. But either way, but like especially the king queen stuff because you're not like at least celebrities here, right? They have a career. Some of them, are talented. Some of them, but like to be a king, you just gotta be born and be a dude, like
or have had a ancestor that went in and conquered shit.
Yeah, like that seems pretty fucking like pointless.
It's an age-old thing. It's
like,
something.
Do you think that'll
time.
Ever end?
No.
Damn, that's
because
wild.
As long as there's people with money, there's people with influence, and they're always going to use that against people who aren't.
And people in England, they like that shit, huh?
Depends. Not everybody does. Oh. There's some in the UK that hate the monarchy, and there are those who still respect it and love it. So it
that
depends on who you speak to.
That makes sense. I mean, it is cool when they like swear somebody new in, and it's like
I
this
think,
whole
I
thing.
Think
oh, it's a whole pageant.
I think there's some. It is cool. There's some like dimension in the fact that like they have this very long-standing historical
it's a history
like,
of it.
Thing
yeah
you know what I mean versus like Americans don't really understand that because we have like 200 years of basically like most of it was war
true
and being
still is
like mean to each other
still
yeah.
is
yeah
so I don't think we have the history that they do.
It is interesting, but I think that's why people like these books because there's some sort of like cool. I think the history.
I like period pieces, but I like watching them.
Yeah,
I didn't hate this book. Like I'm not like against period books.
No,
like I'm not. No. I just don't think I would. Honestly, I don't think I would pick one up and buy one again. Like this
no.
was $7.99 on Kindle. I think that's absolutely fucking outrageous.
Oh, I got mine
for
the
any
library.
Book,
I did not
for any book.
Yeah,
I want to return it. I shouldn't. But I want to.
Well, you didn't read it, so you might as well.
I might as well.
No, you said you did.
Like
you better unmark it.
To me, if you read more than like 20% of a book, you should not return it. So,
well, that I agree with. Yeah.
So I want to fucking return it because I will never
I
pick it up again.
This is why I made
gift
sure.
it to somebody.
Do it. Oh, you can't.
No, I can't.
You got digital.
Maybe I could.
That's
I
why
know.
I made sure when we chose our books like what 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I got it on the library. It was like on a hold, so the hold came through.
I can't even speak because I didn't finish it. So obviously I didn't mark it as finished. I'm not gonna rate it. But I think overall the genre is just not for me, and that's fine.
Yeah, it's just not. It's not a cup of tea.
Yeah.
But Folks have asked,
but I'm not gonna talk shit about.
Folks have asked us to cover historical romance, or at least a historical fiction book.
I hope we didn't. Fiction.
I liked it.
Really,
I think it's fun. I like the genre, but I agree. I enjoy seeing it more on screen just because of the costumes and like the scenery.
Yeah.
I love the language. I think it's like interesting how.
That's a good point. Wow. So I think it's harder to read slightly because it's not your usual dialogue, and there's like a little bit like slightly different nuances in terms of like what you're seeing and reading, and like it's not your current day, so it's like harder to read in that aspect. So, and especially with British stuff too, like I find it a lot easier to watch it on screen because you can see people's facial
contextual
reactions.
Clues.
You can see like what's going on in the scene, and like I might not understand every word that they're saying, but I can figure it out.
Captions, baby.
I will say that I feel like this is more accessible than Jane Austen would be.
Yes.
Oh God, yeah.
It's so much more accessible.
Oh like, God, yeah.
Reading Jane, I have a hard time believing people enjoy reading Jane Austen.
I prefer to listen to Jane Austen than
I want
to
like
physically.
Read just a paragraph to see,
because I don't have a British voice.
It's hard.
And the British
I can
people
guess.
Can say it best.
It's fucking hard.
I can guess how
it's
hard.
It's not written in the way that we usually
language
read stuff
right now.
Yeah, like it just isn't. So it's harder. Your brain is working harder.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we'll ever do another historic romance again, but I thought this was a fun one to get into because it has at least is not fully ingrained in that old way of thinking of where women had no rights. Women were just like you.
I think that was a cool
you
aspect.
Looked at a woman the wrong way, and like you're forced to marry someone. Like,
yeah, because it was them actively trying to change that, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, my one criticism of this book is should have been 50 pages more of pining.
I think it was a little. I think it was a little
you
long
wanted
in the
more
beginning.
Book.
I think it had a lot of setup.
Yeah.
I think not 50 pages more of the book, 50 pages less there.
Got it.
Yeah. More there. Yeah. I think it took too long to set up our character and who she is. I believed it from the start. Like from chapter one, I could tell she is a woman who wants to go and get an education, but she's forced to stay home and take care of things because she's just a woman.
Yep.
And she heads off, meets this one random duke, and they sort of have tension.
I even think the way that they like all their meetings, their romance, like all of this made sense. Like,
yeah,
he was attracted to her because she looked him in the eye.
She wasn't afraid of him. Yeah.
She wasn't afraid of him. She didn't really.
But then
know
she
any
immediately
better,
was afraid of him after she found out he was the Duke.
She was intimidated by him.
Yeah. But she still like gave him shit. So.
Yeah.
All right. It's that age old woman in these books where just like against her own like better judgment, she's
against his better judgment.
she's too mouthy. You know,
I liked it. I didn't love it. I wouldn't recommend it.
I would
anybody.
If you like historical romances, I would recommend it
to anybody. Period.
I just wouldn't like if I don't like something that much, I'm not gonna like recommend it myself. But
I agree with Maria. If you like historical romance,
yeah, I gave it a 4.
Yeah,
it's if I'm being nitpicky, it's 3.75. But again, like it's fine.
Well, that's bringing down the Duke. If you have any other recommendations, like Maria said, I don't know if we'll ever do another historical romance, but maybe if there's something that pops up,
people
like,
ask us for it. All
if
the
something
time.
Comes up that's like really popping off and people are really into it, send it. Like, I mean, it's worth asking. I think.
But. I know we wanted to do a Fabio one.
That's not.
But it didn't
Thank
work
God.
Out. Because we would have to be forced to purchase the physical copies, and we're not gonna keep that.
No,
so,
no.
if you know of any that have Fabio on the cover,
I might
that
buy
on the library.
No, I might buy one, and I might just during our break, might just give it to you.
Okay.
Oh, you guys want to like just like bop it off
like a sisterhood of the traveling pants. Fabio?
Okay, I like that. I'm down with that. Then find one, and then we'll go from there.
Or like maybe we each read a section.
And try to piece it all together. That's kind of fun.
That's kind of fun.
I like that.
Okay. And then we have to guess what happened and everyone's different.
I'll take the end.
Yeah. I'm going to give Kristen the end. I'll take the middle. Okay. Perfect. I'll take the beginning.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. If that's something that's interesting, you let us know on Instagram. Just go over to books_n_betches, BETCHES. Click the link in the link tree. You'll find our YouTube. You can watch our podcast. And don't forget to subscribe and follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks so much for being here, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.